Welcome to the Launch with Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to launching. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of launching, like systems, workflows, planning, and tech. I'm your host, Laura, from Laura in Order, systems queen, cycle awareness coach, and lover of launches. My mission is to show you that launching can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. Today's episode is part three in our four-part series where we're diving deeper into the four phases of our feminine cycle. Today we're covering the luteal phase. If you haven't yet listened to the previous two episodes, episodes 8 and 9, in those episodes we covered the follicular phase and the ovulation phase. So, our luteal phase is where we transition into the second half of our cycle. So, luteal is that phase after we've ovulated and as we head towards our period. Or if you don't have a cycle, this would be your waning moon phase. The luteal phase is very much our inner autumn. And again, drawing the analogies from the seasons, our ovulation phase is our high energy, our high summer phase. And so as we transition into luteal, it is much like the transition from summer into autumn. The days are getting shorter, our energy is starting to drop, we're starting to withdraw from the external world and focusing more internally. So what's going on with our hormones in the luteal phase? Well, after we've ovulated, our estrogen drops. And then partway through the luteal phase, we get another nice little boost of estrogen. The main hormone in our luteal phase, the second half of our cycle, is progesterone. The rise in progesterone is triggered by ovulation. So when we ovulate and we release the egg, that is the trigger to our body to start producing and start increasing our progesterone. Now, progesterone is very much our chill, our calming, our grounding hormone. So whereas estrogen was all about giving us energy and that confidence and more of that external focus, progesterone is the hormone that starts to calm us, to ground us, and to pull us back inwards. And then as we head through our luteal phase towards the start of our period, we head into what we call the deep luteal phase, which is those 3 or 4 days before our period begins. In this phase, all of our hormones are starting to taper off and flatline as we head into our period. So what is the luteal phase all about? As I mentioned before, as we transition from the high energy of ovulation and we move into our luteal phase, our focus tends to go from being very external to being more internal focused. We transition from this doing more masculine energy that we would have had in follicular and ovulation into the more feminine energy or the more being energy part of our cycle. In this phase, we don't necessarily feel as motivated and as driven as we did in those other phases. It's more a feeling of being inspired, of being creative. It's a time for unstructured thinking, for out-of-the-box thinking. When you create space in your luteal phase, and that right there is the key, creating the space, that is often the time where we get a lot of ideas, a lot of inspiration, a lot of guidance, downloads from the universe. And so we move out of, as I said, we move out of that doing more into that being. And it's about allowing that being energy, that ideas, the inspiration, allowing all of that to flow. Now, in this time, because we're not feeling the high energy that we had in follicular and ovulation, we may need more rest. We'll definitely need more sleep. This is not the phase of your cycle where you are going to want to be working into the evenings, working on the weekends. For me, it's definitely the phase of the cycle where I like to make sure that I am having some really good, decent, luxurious afternoon naps. You may also find in this phase that this is the time where you start to nest. All of a sudden, you're wanting to spring clean your house, clean out the cupboards, declutter, do things like that. And the reason for that is our luteal phase and how we are hardwired is around completion. It's about tidying up loose ends. It's about squaring everything away, tidying everything up, and preparing our bodies either to create and grow a baby or to move into our menstrual phase. So as our follicular phase was about starting new things and really creating and doing lots of things, our luteal phase is about wrapping things up. It's a time of tidying things away and completing things. Now, when we move into the deep luteal phase and our hormones start to drop off, this can be a really challenging time for some women. In this phase, we're less resilient. So luteal as a whole, we are more sensitive. We have a greater capacity for emotional sensitivity, for vulnerability that we didn't necessarily have in follicular or ovulation. As we head into deep luteal phase and our hormones are starting to drop off as we head into menstrual, it's as if the filter comes off. Things that you could tolerate for the rest of your cycle now all of a sudden become completely unacceptable and unbearable. And I know we've all been there, right? Things that you can deal with and you can just roll with the punches for the rest of your cycle, all of a sudden you hit deep luteal and you're on a warpath. You need to deal with this and you need to deal with it now because you just cannot cope with it any longer. And that's actually a really good thing because this is giving you clues into the areas and things going on in your life, whether it's in business or in your personal life, that you can start to look at and start to deal with. You don't necessarily have to deal with it now. In fact, I probably suggest that you don't, but it's a good time to do some deep diving, to do some exploration and look at what is going on. Why is this tension, this emotion, all of this stuff, why is it coming up? And what's sitting underneath of that? Take some time to explore what's going on. And then use the rest of your cycle to take some action on it so that by the time you get to the next deep luteal phase, hopefully some of these things won't necessarily be as aggravating for you. Now, when it comes to our business, what do we use the luteal phase for? Now, as I said, the best thing that you can do in this phase is create space. Allow the ideas, the inspiration to flow. So you're moving out of that high energy, that highly driven, motivated doing energy into the being. Well, that doesn't mean you're not going to do any work in this phase, but it's the type of work that you're doing that's most likely going to change. So this might be starting to brainstorm projects. This might be writing content or creating content. This might be playing around in Canva, doing a lot of those more creative, unstructured things in your business. Luteal phase can be a really good time for learning. So working through courses and things or catching up on courses that you might be doing. Reading books, starting to explore and get really curious about things. As I mentioned, the luteal phase is a really good time for completion. So it might be finishing off projects, putting the finishing touches on things, having them all ready to go so that when you move into your menstrual phase, you take the time to rest, heading into follicular, and you're ready to hit the ground running with your launch or promoting a webinar or whatever that might be for you. So the biggest thing you can do in the luteal phase is to allow your body to just take your foot off the gas pedal a little bit, start to allow the ideas and the inspiration to flow. When it comes to launching, the luteal phase is definitely not the time that I would recommend you plan to do things like running webinars or challenges. Your energy is going to be lower, you're less tolerant, things are going to just feel a little bit harder if you're having to force yourself to show up and be in that really structured mode. So I definitely recommend not planning webinars or challenges or the high energy parts of your launch during this phase. In our luteal phase, we're also less likely to want to be around people or to be showing up on social media or to be engaging and focusing our energy outwards. So you might find that in these phases, you tend to withdraw from social media. You're not necessarily going to want to go live or show up in your stories as much. And that is completely fine. What I do suggest with your luteal and menstrual phases is to make sure that you've got some content already scheduled up and pre-prepared that will just go out onto your social media channels or onto your podcast or your YouTube channel so that you can sit back, you can relax, and you can trust that everything is already taken care of. There's no pressure there for you to show up, to create, and can really allow your body and your mind to relax. So that is our luteal phase. And I know for some women, me in particular, embracing the change and this move into the luteal energy has been one of the things that I have found the most challenging in working with and aligning with my cycle. I'm really good at hanging out in follicular and ovulation and getting things done and go, go, go. But I really struggle with allowing the space, taking my foot off the gas pedal, and creating the space and the time to rest, to relax, for ideas and creativity to flow. But one of the biggest things that I have found when I have started to do just that, that I have had so many good ideas, so much more clarity around what I want to do with my business, where I want my business to go, ideas for programs, ideas for content, it all just flows. But when I don't create that space, I don't hear those ideas. I don't see that inspiration because I'm too busy focusing my attention somewhere else. Other women love this phase and they might struggle more with that more masculine energy. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's about learning to embrace our cycles as a whole. And as I said, for me, embracing the luteal phase has probably been one of my biggest challenges as I started to embrace living and running my business in alignment with my cycle. So a quick recap on the luteal phase. The luteal phase is the phase of your cycle after you've ovulated and as you head towards your period. It's the inner autumn or the waning moon phase. And in this phase, you're moving from that more masculine doing energy into the more feminine being energy. Your physical energy will start to drop off in this phase. You'll start to feel the call to focus your energy more internally rather than externally. You're less driven and motivated, but there is more time and space for creativity, inspiration, and finishing off all of those projects in your business. So thanks for tuning in to this episode all about the luteal phase. Be sure to come back next week as we finish off our four-part series where we dive into the menstrual phase. I'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. If you're ready to learn more about aligning your cycle and your business, my new mini course, Cycle Aligned Business, is perfect for you. You'll learn how to understand what's going on in your body and to use that vital information to plan and run your business for more ease and flow. It is the perfect place to get started if you're new to cyclical business. And if you join before the end of June, you can get in for the special launch price of just $30 USD. All of the details are at lauraandorder.com/aligned. See you on next week's episode.